But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, good to have you with us tonight. One of the two college football national semifinal games, Notre Dame and Penn State in Miami at the Orange Bowl. 7:30. Early lean on that game. Have you thought a lot about that game? I really like Ohio State tomorrow night. But tonight I'm back and forth on, but for whatever reason, I trust Marcus Freeman and Notre Dame more than I trust James Franklin and Penn State.
Yeah, I think whoever's front seven on defense, whoever's front five on offense is able to control the line of scrimmage, I think wins. They're identical teams. Drew Aller's got to make some big throws. He made some big throws in the game before that against.
I think Aller's more talented than Riley Leonard, right?
I'm not even close.
Right, yeah. But it's just a matter of execution.
Abdul Carter also is apparently like sick in his game time decision, so I think that'll be huge. But
there was some talk about Notre Dame like a flu bug going on around in the Notre Dame locker room, and
they're saying special teamers and backups are impacted by that, but. I'm actually really upset that this game comes on in like the smack middle of overtime tonight, and it's making it very difficult for me to have people join me tonight because no one wants to talk with me and they can watch college football. So
I'll join you, buddy. 8:20.
Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight.
How about Matt? You want Matt on the show? I mean, you want Paulie on the show? I can get you Paulie.
I'd rather have Grimace.
We're not going down that road again. 301-230-0980. On a serious note, the college football national semifinals being tonight and tomorrow night.
I think it's dumb.
I think it's perfect.
I don't.
Because you replaced tonight's game, Thursday night football.
And Friday.
Right, which
like
you didn't have last week, but you had something else on Thursday.
I guess that was a hater answer for me. I don't know.
Yeah, why? What day would you like them to be on?
Both of them on Friday.
No, they want the games on unopposed. They don't want them on at the same time.
You don't have to put them on at the same time.
Well, what time are you going to put them on?
You're right.
Of course I'm right.
I guess.
I mean, you want Ohio State and Texas to kick off at 10:30 at night?
Yeah, why not?
Because, duh, you want two nights of the East Coast and Central audience.
So the Cotton Bowl is being played at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah.
Meaning that they can play that game late at night because it's not really going to be late at night over there.
Well, how late do you want them to play it?
That could be a 9 o'clock kick, and then
right, okay. And what time are you going to start the first game?
About a 10 o'clock kick.
Yeah,
I know.
You know, sometimes I love you, but sometimes you don't think. Sometimes you don't think.
It's you rubbing off on me. You're contagious.
Let me give you this before we get back to the calls. Nikki Javala wrote about this: the Commanders' stunning regular season. Explained in 10 stats. Okay, so Nikki took a deep dive, Washington Post, all that stuff. And, you know, obviously she had the subheadings are the 10 stats. Here's one that I guess kind of jumped out to me, and we were just talking about the offense and the flow and all that stuff. The Commanders, 28.5 points per game. The most in NFL history by a rookie, by a team with a rookie as its starting quarterback, minimum of 7 starts. The team ranked 5th in the league in scoring. Sometimes points scored doesn't always measure an offense because they get a lot of points from good field position from the defense, turnovers, takeaways, special teams. I don't feel like this team got a lot of great field position from its defense or from its special teams. So I largely look at the 28.5 points as being – as being mostly on the offense. Now, when I express some reservation, it's I don't think Jaden Daniels, as good as he is and as good as he's been, can just snap his finger, have everything else that's gone awry down the stretch here, and just say, hop on my back, boys. I'll take you to the promised land by myself, largely by myself. I mean, of course you need help. But I just don't know if he can do that against a smart, savvy, sophisticated defensive coordinator. Now, that being said, Tampa's got a bunch of injuries, as we've mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jamel Dean's going to play. I think Antoine Winfield's going to play. It looks like Jordan Whitehead is out for the year. He's not going to play. Blah, 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 blah. It is not going to be easy. Okay? What I'm stuck between asking for is I want to see Jaden a little bit more consistent than what I've seen the last couple of weeks, a little bit more consistent. And maybe that's asking for too much. Readily, I would admit that. But here's the thing. I don't want Jaden to have to do it all by himself. I don't want him to be a scrambling madman. I don't want him running for his life because I don't think that's the way this offense works its best. I want and I need the natural run game. I need the screen. I need going deep early and not just to Terry and not just once. I need the offensive line to be better on first down, at the point of attack, run block, pass block, in every which way block. I need these things. And I need you to make some tough catches. Zach Ertz made a fairly tough catch on the touchdown from Mariota. It's kind of like off on his side, hip, whatever. But it wasn't like, oh, what a catch, unbelievable, what have you. I can't have three or four of these things go wrong on Sunday night and expect Jaden just to, again, snap on his Superman cape and win a game by himself.
When you say, like, have things go wrong, like what?
I just gave you a list of all the things that I need to be better. And maybe that's coloring my judgment of Jaden because he's not getting enough help. Like, when you said, when you went back and said, his first half last week wasn't as bad. I mean, again, statistically, not good. My eye test was a little bit harder on Jaden than seems like yours, but I respect your opinion. I really do. I don't know if I would color it as he played well.
I said it was pretty good.
Okay, whatever. I mean, matter of semantics. I think what's happening for me is the rest of the team, and you've talked about a lack of talent, whatever. The rest of the team. There's been four or five key areas where they have not been very sharp. They have not been very good. And I think that is affecting, for me, my perception of how great Jaden Daniels has been, just say, during this last five-game winning streak. Okay? Which I shouldn't be sitting here going, yeah, but they left this on the table. Yeah, but in Atlanta, under 2 minutes, they had the ball and a tied game, and he went 3-0.
There's so many plays in a football game.
You're
not going to be perfect. You're going to have lulls within the game. That's every team in the National Football League. I'm just saying he's earned the right for you to be able to bank on him.
When you say bank on him, you said, earlier in the game, 30 points, no doubt, in your mind? Well, was it 30 points?
I think they get to 30. If they don't turn it over, they should easily get to 30. Well, Tampa's not very good defensively.
Okay, well, you just said something key there. If they don't turn it over, right? I mean, they have turned it over a little bit more down the stretch here.
They've still managed to score 30, Chris.
Yeah, I get that. I get that.
Even if they do turn it over, I think they're going to score 30.
Nobody would expect six turnovers like the Philadelphia game, and somehow they pulled a magic rabbit out of their hat.
Because your defense played well.
Well, yeah, and because Kenny Pickett stinks, or is not good enough.
Yeah, that's the point I made yesterday. My number one concern, if we're going to actually follow up on that, run game, and then the fact that they're playing a real quarterback. They haven't played a real quarterback since...
But that's going to put don't you think that's going to put more pressure on Jaden? I mean, like 30 points might be light.
I don't think pressure exists with him.
You don't think so?
No. I really do think he's just wired in a proper way. I mean, he's dominated.
It's hard to dispute that, yeah.
He's dominated his whole life. I mean, he's been the best guy his whole life, and I think it's continued in the NFL. But all of it is because he works his ass off.
Fine.
You're not going to get me to bet against the guy that does everything the right way all the time. The odds are going to always be in his favor. Mm-hmm. Look at what he's doing with bargain bin offense. The talent on this offense, even on the offensive line, you think Brandon Coleman, how many teams is Brandon Coleman starting on? How many teams is Nick Allegretti starting on? Just be real here. Jamison Crowder's not making no one else's 53. Zacchaeus may not make anyone else's 53. Like, the cupboard is
again,
bare.
Again, I'm fully telling and you that all of these inefficiencies are probably coloring, like, but why I can't just think way, he's going to snap his finger and walk in there and score 38 points.
It should color it in the opposite way because he is a gamer. He makes plays. He's putting the ball on your face mask.
He does, but they've got to be on the other end. They've got to be better. Is what I'm saying,
yes,
right? So maybe and Jaden.
But he makes it pretty hard for them not to be better.
And Jaden, at times, again, I mean, if we're being honest, right? Again, you just go back and look at the first sack of the game. Just use one play. First sack of the game, he's got two open receivers, and he doesn't get rid of the football and gets bent around. You know, like. I don't want you to make mistakes, but I also don't want you to take sacks. Now, sacks used to be complete drive killers. He's good enough that he can overcome a lot of times those, but not all the time, right? They have had more three and outs in the second half of the season than they did in the first half. That is undeniable. They have had more sacks. They have had more inefficiency on first and second down. So I guess what I keep going back to is I hope – Let me phrase it like this. I hope even a Tampa secondary that's banged up, I hope they can get to 28 points. I don't know that they can get to 28 points. I think you're overlooking some of the front seven that they have. I think you're overlooking some of the inefficiencies that they have, meaning the front seven that Tampa has. I think some of the inefficiencies that
I'm looking at what I think the game plan is going to be for Tampa and then what Jaden does really well. Like, they're going to try and zone blitz him. He's eaten that. I almost swore. He's eaten it up all year.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, all year long, he has thrived against zone defenses. What did we tell you earlier in the show? Yeah. The fourth best EPA in the NFL versus zone.
Right.
Like, that's what he does.
But there's, you really admit there's different types of zones.
Who cares? What do you mean? He's seen.
More aggressive.
Chris, look at how many defenses he's seen this year.
I know, but there are more aggressive.
So what's your point?
There are more aggressive defenses
this year. He's seen this defense already.
You told me what happened in week one didn't really matter.
No, they're still running the same damn scheme. Your scheme is your scheme, Chris.
Okay.
I'm talking about the personnel's changed. That's what's different. I just think you're trolling me right now.
I'm really not.
Because I don't understand how. Like, I'm sitting here giving you.
You're telling me.
He's going to. If you don't think they're going to play well,
you're
against
telling
this
me
defense,
based on EPA.
You're talking about Todd Bowles like he's God. You're talking about Tampa's
defense. Todd
Bowles
is one of the best defensive minds in the last 25 years.
You're talking about his defense this year, the 2024 Bucs defense, like it's the damn 85 Bears.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm really not.
You're so concerned with the front four, and I gotta muddy the game up.
I'm really not.
They do have a potential to do that. I'm busting your chops. I'm not oblivious to the talent they have on defense, but to act as if they're some world-beating group.
I never said
is
that.
Asinine.
I said they have a good front seven. They do. Right? No. And they're going to create some problems.
And we have God.
Okay. All right. Let's see what Paulie has to say.
I'm just at the point now where I believe in him against anybody. And I'm going to give. He's earned that, though, Chris. Through 18 weeks, he's earned the benefit of the doubt.
All right. Paulie, go right ahead.
Hell to the W, man. Hey, listen, you know what? I told you, Thursday is Therapy Thursday, man. This is bipolar radio, man. Listen, really, you don't even have to show up on Thursdays no more, Rooster. Just let Linnell do the show. What the hell are you talking about, man? I feel like you, you know,
oh
I don't
my
want,
God, someone called you the eagle of sports talk radio. That's it.
I don't want my radio. I appreciate this station because outside of Sheehan, there's not a lot of homers up here. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of people who see through burgundy glasses. Mm. But your glasses are Ray Charles dark, bro. What are you talking about?
Which part are you upset about?
Hold on. All of them. First, you're going to say they don't fear Jaden Daniels?
Like, come on, Chris. Thank you, Paul.
I said they don't fear him compared to Josh Allen.
Why do you act like there's some seismic gap between Josh Allen and Jaden
Daniels? There is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
What the hell are you watching?
Yes, there is.
Linnell. Stop, Linnell. Let me get with Russell, all right? You said just keep left because you're just going to hold things up.
I'm going to the
corner. First of all, they're not playing Josh Allen, are they?
I know. It was just a comparative point.
Jaden Daniels is their quarterback. But believe me, everything they scheme is around Jaden Daniels. You know why? Because he can beat you from the pocket. And you say, I want to see him be more consistent. Did you see how he made OZ look against Atlanta? He made OZ look like he was a bona fide number two receiver. And he's number four or five receiver at best. What are you talking about? You know what Tampa Bay weakness is on their defense is? Against mobile quarterbacks. So why wouldn't you want him running the ball? And number three, well, this should be number one. Hell yeah, I want to see him be Superman. I want him to get off that bus with his cape on. This is the playoffs.
Paulie. Thank you. Paulie. It's the playoffs.
If there's any stretch.
Paulie, in week one, what was the score before a final garbage time drive? 37-13.
Okay. All right. Well, this is week 18.
I understand.
And in week 18,
but
game
for you to
18,
act like everything's going to be completely different, I just don't buy that.
In game number 18, I want to see him step off that bus with his cape on. We need three games. What are you talking about? He can't get a good defense. He picked apart the Philly defense. What are you talking about, man?
They turned the ball over six times in that game, too. Don't act like that wasn't a thing.
Oh, because they fumbled. Because they fumbled four times. He didn't pick the defense apart.
About Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, and he had two interceptions in that game.
Not the team. It doesn't matter. How many touchdowns did he have?
Thank you.
How many touchdowns did he have?
That's a good question.
He had five.
Now, how many touchdowns did he have?
He had five.
The whole point is, bro.
He threw the ball 40 times.
Crazy.
He threw two picks, big one.
The whole point is, I do want to see him put his cape on because this is the playoff. It's win or you go home. And I want my best player playing at his best. If he got to pick this whole team up, the stadium, the fans, if he got to go out there and grab rally captain off the sidelines and have him cheer us on, I want him to be able to do that. What are you talking about, man? You're just trying to be antagonistic. That's it.
How am I trying to be antagonistic by saying I don't want everything to come down to him? Can somebody please step up and help him?
I do.
Can we play as a team instead of this fictional bullcrap character that you guys are trying to shove down my throat?
It's fictional?
It's a playoff.
Yes.
How is it fictional? You've watched him do it. You've literally watched him do it over the better part of this season.
Single-handedly carry this great Walmart-ass offense.
You've watched him single-handedly carry this group.
All I'm asking for is for others to step up so he doesn't have to do it all by himself because I don't know if he's capable of doing it all by himself.
That's my problem. You're acting like you don't know if he's capable. What the hell have you watched over the first 18 weeks?
So you think he did it all by himself? You think all of the success... All of it was by himself.
Good God. Stop it. You've watched him single-handedly carry this team at times.
Carried at times. Yes.
What quarterback carries their team all year long, Chris? Does Patrick Mahomes do that?
Do you think they would have been as good as they were in the first half of the season, 7-2, without a great natural run game? Do you think they would have been as good?
They've evolved, Chris.
Yes, they're in a constant – I mean, football is a constant state of evolvement, right? No. My point is –
they don't need the running game, Chris. They've done it without it. They don't need it. They don't need the –
But then for you to shove that they don't do the screen game well, that ain't going to work, Johnny. That ain't going to work. If you can't screen and you can't run, he is going to be running for his life.
No, Chris. It's called generating explosive plays, and they have the ability to do that.
Do they do that well?
Chris, they've generated.
Do they do it well?
They do it in every when considering the limited personnel that they have. You're damn right they create explosives.
I don't care. And you can't do anything at this point about the limited personnel. Do they do it well?
Yes, they create. You don't think they create explosives well?
I don't think they.
So
they
how
create,
do they move the ball, Chris?
They miss on plenty of them.
And so does every team. What's your point?
Well, I'm just saying. For you to say you that can't they just don't, count on it,
Chris. They get one every week. They're getting 2 to 3 explosives per week. What are you talking about?
That's your definition. That ain't the same
Chris,
football team that
Chris, they had one drop through Alameda Zacchaeus' head.
Yeah,
he had
okay.
another explosive
they didn't
catch
make the play.
He had one on the right side.
They didn't make the play.
In the first half.
They didn't make the
in
play.
In the second half, they did.
Okay.
This offense has been pretty damn good. I don't see. Now you're being ignorant. There's no way you're going to. I'm laughing because it's funny. There's no way you're watching this group and say that they're not good at generating explosives, Chris.
Okay. All right.
I don't even believe that you believe
that. We got to take a timeout. I'm sure there's
25-yard explosive run against the Atlanta
Falcons. We got to take a timeout. Stop talking.
37-yard.
Stop talking. We got to take a timeout. Stop yelling at me. You're wrong. You can look at any number you want. They're not good enough on offense, period. All right, you came out and said explosive plays are all this team majors in and does, right?
If you're going to hyperbolize and does great. And lie to the people,
I'm just trying to think of the explosive plays the last couple of weeks. Against Philadelphia, they were backed up at their 4-yard line. They threw a 50-yard bomb in stride to Deami Brown.
Is that
explosive play? A couple of plays after that, Terry McLaurin touchdown, 37 yards. Explosive play, right? Great. Against Atlanta. How many explosive plays did they get? I'm trying to think.
Jaden Daniels, 25-yard scramble. Zach Ertz, 37-yard reception. It's two more explosives for
Okay.
And that game, it wasn't an explosive-type game for them.
Oh.
They had the 14 and 15-play drives.
Yeah,
when
that's
they're not
my point.
Moving the ball that way, they're generating explosives. They have a pretty damn good balance of it, man. You can go back and box score watch. And let's just define explosives for the people. A run of 10 or more yards is an explosive play.
Right.
You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay. A pass of 20 or more yards
I don't view
is an
that
explosive.
As anything explosive, but okay, whatever. Okay, statistics okay. do.
You can go back. You can go back and look
and
at the
box. And by the way,
score.
The Zach Ertz 37-yarder, is Zach Ertz making that play? I mean, Jaden drifts to his left. Zach Ertz gets 30 yards after the catch.
And? It's charted as an explosive play, isn't it?
I understand that.
You're not going to sit here and try to...
But if you're going to sit here and tell me Chris, that this team is great
Chris,
at generating explosive plays when they're averaging 2 or 3 a game, that's not great.
I don't even want to call it lying. You like to just hyperbolize things and come up with your own rhythms. They generate explosives at a pretty damn decent rate, Chris. You can point out 4 or 5 explosives in damn near every game they've had.
Really? Go ahead.
New Orleans, they create almost swore again.
How many did they miss? How many did they miss in that
game?
It's
not about how many they missed. It's how many they had, Chris.
How many did they have? Go ahead, tell me.
Explosive Jaden Daniels run. Explosive Brian Robinson run. Multiple explosive Terry McLaurin catches. Zach Ertz explosive. On the play he got concussed. That was an explosive play. It was a 20-yard reception.
I don't consider a 20-yard play.
No. Attention DMV in the nation listening on the Odyssey app. Chris Russell, the host of Middays here on the Team 980, wants to say, bleep what the damn definition of an explosive is. If it ain't explosive to Chris Russell,
you think an 11-yard run is explosive?
Chris, that's how we define an explosive play in pro football.
That's how others define it. No. I can define it the way I want to define it.
No one cares how you define it. People care about how it is defined by the folks that define these things.
How do we know how they come up with this crap?
Oh my God. Yeah, Matt's about to jump out the window. I'm like peeking and I'm seeing this flash of color.
Yeah, I'm just getting annoyed at this
because
notion that
here,
they're just going to waltz right into Raymond James Stadium and just flip the ball around the ball yard and just create 7, 8, 9, 10 explosive plays. I mean, maybe they can. I hope they can. But honestly, I think this is an offense that's got to work harder for more of its touchdowns down the stretch. Second half of the season.
They create explosives out the wazoo, Chris. Especially during the 5-game winning streak. They've created at least 3 or 4 explosives every week.
All right. Okay. All right.
And I'm literally calling them out to you. You want me to keep listening to you?
And I'm telling you, I don't feel like this is an explosive offense at all. In the first half, I felt more that they were. In the second half, I feel like that's far less in between.
Now, they've scored 30 or more points three times in the five-game win streak, okay, and they're not an explosive offense. Come on, Chris.
Okay.
They generate explosives with and this is my thing. It's more difficult to create these explosives when you consider what the hell they're working with, which is why I give Cliff so much credit. He's scheming guys open. The explosives exist and are there. They hit on some of them. They don't hit on all of them.
Okay. All right. I mean, we have a different perspective.
I just don't know where you're getting this perspective from. How can you watch this group and say that they don't generate explosives?
I don't know how you could watch this group and say this is like a high-powered offense. Like right now, they can't do a lot right. They don't do a lot right.
And they're still putting up 30.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing it.
Because they're making plays, Chris.
They're making a play here and there. But
I'll play here and there, but you sure end up with 30
plays
points.
They sure ain't making enough plays against for my liking. I'll tell you that.
You were eating it up and drinking all. I listened the Monday after the Philadelphia win. You couldn't get the team out of your mouth. You loved everything about it.
Except for the 6 turnovers?
Except for the explosive plays that generated time in and time out on that game.
Yeah, when the Eagles' secondary was mishmash.
They lost one guy.
Okay.
One guy.
All right.
Now they're a misfit.
All right, let's get to the trending alert right here, right now.
I don't think people want to get updated on what's happening. They want more of this.
They do?
I can't believe you're sitting here.
I think they want the trending alert, and I think the producer wants the trending alert. No. All right, let's start with this. The Commanders on the practice field today as they prepare to head down to Tampa for Sunday night's wild card weekend. And yes, they have been a good offense this year. There is no doubt about that. Nobody would say anything other. 16 consecutive scoring drives from the fourth quarter of Washington's season opening loss at Tampa to the second quarter of a Week 4 win at Arizona was the highlight of the year. And overall on the year, they've averaged, as we pointed out, 28.5 points per game. Will it translate into a wild card weekend win against Todd Bowles and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? We'll find out together. Our pregame coverage starts at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. I'll be with you, in case you can't get enough of me, from 11 to 12:30. Linnell will be with you for a couple of hours before the game, along with Denton Day. And then in-game, Burgundy and Gold in-game live, and Doc Walker takes your calls after the game, win or lose, long into the night. So there you have that. Meanwhile, tonight, it's game one of the college football national semifinal, and it's Notre Dame and Penn State, two blue bloods in college football. The Irish 13-1, Penn State 13-2. 7:30 kickoff from the Orange Bowl in South Florida. And tonight's Hornets Lakers game at Crypto.com Arena, rightfully postponed due to the chaos caused by the L.A. wildfires. Last night's L.A. Kings game was also canceled or postponed. Still, the status of the Rams and Vikings Monday night wildcard weekend game is unknown. However, the NFL has said through leaked media reports that they plan to go to Arizona if the game cannot be held at SoFi Stadium, and that's what's trending.
I wish it was over, Matt.
Were you just crying and whining to Craig Hoffman?
It's corroborating my thoughts with another smart football mind.
Okay. So he thinks they're the most explosive offense in mankind, right?
That's not what anyone has ever tried to say, Chris. Mm-hmm. They generate, first of all, how many explosives a game do you want a team to have?
You know, I don't know. Like 10?
10? You think a team should have 10? I mean, come on.
You know, I said earlier that most people consider a blitz to be five guys, more than four, right?
I forgot. I really don't.
I had to come in and explain to Chris that much like some people say you don't have to wash your hands, just because they say that doesn't mean it's true, much like his idea on what an explosive play is.
What an example. What a comparison.
Again, if you rush for 11 yards, that's considered an explosive,
but Matt,
right?
The title of this segment...
Just answer me the question. If you rush for 11 yards, that's considered an explosive, right? Or 10 yards, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm about to relook, unless I'm tripping.
You understand what I'm trying to get? You understand
Geoff Mosher on Twitter actually charts every team's explosives each week. I want to see if he's been keeping up with it.
Okay. Who is that? Who is it?
Marcus Mosher.
Marcus Mosher.
Yeah, Locked On Cowboys.
Yeah, Marcus Mosher. Yes.
He charts explosives every week. He usually does.
Again, I think you're right on the statistical formula, right? It's 10 rushes of 10 plus
and passes of 20 or more.
Passes of 20 or more. Okay.
But I think you're wrong. First of all, Matt, you should title this segment Chris Russell thinks teams should generate 10 explosive plays per game. What the hell world are you living in? That does not happen, Chris. 10 a game? You know how crazy that is? That teams will be scoring 50 points.
It's not that crazy.
10 explosives, Chris, is a lot in a game. I think you're like sleep.
I mean, if you do 5 explosive pass plays of 20 yards.
Dude, you're hoping to
get that's 100 yards. Chris, you do 5.
Chris, a good offense is going to get at least an explosive per quarter. That's 4 in a game. You don't teams like that's considered good to me.
Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Per play.
I don't know. I mean, you know, here's the deal. Okay? I might be wrong on that. I will say in my defense, because my defense is all that matters to me, is like football, the way I see it, is different than all you analytical amigos do. I'm sorry. It just is. And I want, like, I know there are opportunities there. I need them. Here's where I'm getting at. I need them to cash in on them. I cannot have all of these opportunities that are drawn up and that are there and that go by the wayside. And I feel like down the stretch here, this team has blown some opportunities to make some explosive plays, to make some really game-changing plays. Now, they've made some of them, but I need more if they're going to win this game. I need more.
Hold on.
Hold on what? We got a radio show to do.
Because I can't believe you in this. You said that a team should have 10 explosive plays per game. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Again, did you not hear what I said? If an explosive passing play is 20 yards, okay, let's just say they average 25 yards on 5 explosive passing plays. What does that get you? 25 yards per explosive passing play. That's 125 passing yards. If they then average 12 yards on 5 explosive running plays.
Why is no one charting this?
That is 60. That's like 215 yards. That's nothing.
Chris, how many other ways do you get yards, though? Chris, not every play is an explosive.
I understand that.
There's 60 plays on offense,
which is a lot. I understand that. I guess you're saying 25 plays should be explosive.
Chris, the offense that you're talking about,
the
offense
show on
style,
turf.
Well, it sounds a lot like last year's Carson Wentz offense, that it was every single toss was just a deep toss or a miss.
Not last year, two years ago, but
it's that kind of everything is a long bomb, and half the time it was an arm punt. That's not exactly, I mean, yes, if it's efficient, an efficient deep offense, explosive offense is one thing, but I would argue that the efficiency we're seeing with Jaden Daniels is enough that we don't need him to try and be more explosive.
Would you guys agree to me that they have struggled to move the football more on first and, I guess by extension, second down in the second half of the season? Would you agree with that? Would you agree that that has, in certain games, compromised them and put them in third and long situations?
I would say that tacked on with the increased amount of sacks that we're seeing in the second half. So that, I guess you could say, in better defenses down the stretch have caused more pressure.
Or I would also say more just across the board inefficiency. So if you're going to be more inefficient on first down, on third down, what have you, you got to rely more on explosives. You've got to make the plays that you're getting the opportunities to make.
You're literally contradicting yourself. You want to know why?
No.
If this group, which you have admitted, the natural run game has eluded them for weeks, yet they're still scoring at the same clip, are they not?
Well, it's a season
because
average.
They're able to create explosives, Chris. That's supplementing the run game. That's why they've been able to survive with no traditional run game, because they're creating explosives. They've done it. I would love to For some reason, no one's charting this. I'm looking it up, and I cannot find it.
Yeah, I've been looking. I've been trying to look it up too. But again,
they're doing it at a really high clip. I think if you look at Jaden Daniels' pass chart, you'll get an idea of Washington's explosives through the pass game, which is only.
Well, I'm trying to think, like the big plays that this offense has made. Again, the busted coverage one up the Eagles sideline to Alameda Zacchaeus.
Why you say busted coverage?
Well, it was busted coverage.
Who cares? There's no asterisks what type of explosive play you got. In the box score, it goes in the 40-yard reception by hook or by crook.
But I'm just mentioning it was a busted coverage.
That's you sliding them. See right through you.
I mean,
that's your way of like putting shade on the situation. Like, well, they did create an explosive, but it was on a busted coverage.
I mean, here's.
Are there calls there? Because I want to hear.
Oh, there's
these
a lot
people.
Of calls, but I don't want to hear.
Oh,
any.
You don't want to take for. Oh,
no,
he doesn't want to take y'all calls because they're gonna get in your ass.
No,
because you've spewed nothing but ridiculousness in the three o'clock hour.
They're gonna be like you, and they're gonna be like, oh, this offense is unstoppable.
Can I at least see the names? This offense is great
because they've averaged all these points.
I just don't feel like
this offense is great right now. I really don't. It's too many problems, too much inefficiency, too much fluctuation. I don't think I'm wrong by this. You watch the games.
This is my last time to
talk. They put up points.
This is my last time to talk to the people. I haven't had 2 days in here in a long time.
You're doing a 4-hour show tonight.
I want to talk. And we know the lines are going to be flooded from 6:30 to 9 o'clock because that's how we do it over on the big stick.
Well, everybody's going to yell at me, I guess, here. So
I'm sorry. I want to take a few calls because I don't get to hear from, especially my man, Nate.
Nate's going to tap in with me tonight regardless because Nate's my main man. Nate, go ahead and yell at me and tell me how wrong I am. Go right ahead.
All right, man. Look, I ain't going to yell at you, but I am going to tell you how wrong you are. All right. So... I know you're saying, you know, you don't think the offense is good enough and all that, right? Which is all good, but I don't
think... I'm saying I want more. I'm not saying it's not good. I want more.
Right. I know we all want more, but I don't see how you could say, like, the other day, they got a 5% chance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But before the Philly game, you gave them a better chance at beating Philly than Tampa right now.
Because
Now, who's the better team, Tampa?
Nate, I'm glad you broke it down that way.
That's great.
That
gets
right to the crux of it.
Right,
you're senile.
How am I senile? Because I felt like they had a good chance to beat Philadelphia at home, and I don't feel as good about them.
Tampa Bay's road advantage is going to be so great. The stadium was half Commander fans in the opener. What are you talking about?
So you're the same guy that came here.
And they were down 37-13.
The home field advantage, though, right? Come on, Chris.
So you telling me in the playoff you would have rather faced Philly than Tampa? You said you wanted to avoid Philly, right?
I wasn't fearing going to Philadelphia like everyone else was.
Yeah,
everyone else had Hershey squirts in their underwears. I didn't.
So why are you fearing Tampa?
Well, I'm telling you.
Y'all don't
like,
get to see how
I'm
he's
telling
squirming
you how
here
my,
in his chair.
How my brain works, okay? I have a healthy fear of Tampa. Whether I'm right or wrong on that, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they play the game. I don't fear as much Philadelphia. Part of the reason was, A, they were at home. Part of the reason was recent familiarity. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason was that Philadelphia was playing more Family Feud than they were playing football. And they had won 10 in a row. And the law of averages is you can't keep stepping in poop and coming out smelling like roses. And you know what? Who was right? Me. I was right all along. While all of you guys think I'm nuts, I was right.
I hear that. But at the same time, Tampa is not Philly. And then... Also, to say that Jaden doesn't strike fear in anybody, I mean,
I didn't say that. I mean,
like Josh Allen.
Yes.
What has Josh Allen won?
Josh Allen's won a lot of playoff games, a bunch of playoff games, and he's going to be the NFL MVP.
So Jaden, they fear Jaden just as much as they fear Josh Allen.
I disagree with that. I mean, I love Jaden, but Josh Allen is a cyborg. You know?
I just don't see how you gave them all that chance to beat Philly and not Tampa, man. I don't get it.
You know, here's the deal, Nate. One thing you have to understand about me, my brain is completely bleeped. I mean, it's just completely bleeped. Okay, so try not to take anything too hard. You know, that's all I would say. Nate, I got to run. I love
Nate,
you, but
Nate, we wouldn't have heard from you today, brother. I hope to hear from you tonight.
Yeah, just call Linnell and yell at him for 10 minutes about me tonight. Okay.
I mean,
you guys can beat up on me all you want. Thank you, Nate. I mean, I love you all. I hope they win. I want more. They have left plays on the table.
I can't believe this is how you're sending me into the weekend.
They have left plays on the table.
I got a lot to make up.
More.
I'm going to be gun. You've got me.
They're
going to
need more than 28 points a game. 28 points on Sunday night. You don't agree with that or disagree with that? You think this team can win a 27-24 game? I don't see that, but
if you can, like you said, force a turnover, I think the most important down in this football game all game long is going to be first down. How do they start these drives, or how do they start these set of chains each time is going to be huge. Because if you can hold them to no gain, 2 yards, 3 yards on first
if
down,
they can.
Then it allows you to become more multiple with your pressures on second and third.
Okay.
The same can
think
be true
about
for
what
Washington's
you're
offense, though.
Exactly. Think about what you're saying.
Chris,
a lot has to go right that hasn't gone right.
I hear what you're saying. I do.
And yet they've overcome it.
They've over, but
somehow.
Why? You keep saying somehow. By creating explosives, Chris Russell, that's how they've overcome it.
Not enough for me. I want
Chris
more.
Russell wants 50 explosives
more.
Per game.
I need more.
Man.
I need them to pull the string on some of these.
You know, you and the youngest talent we have on the roster, Toby Altizer.
You almost called him the youngest
in
charge.
No, I called him what he is, the youngest talent in all the CDC. You and him are the only two guys in America that feel like they don't generate explosives. I asked Toby straight up, and I put him on the spot because I'm like, okay, Toby.
Wait, Toby feels they don't generate explosives?
And I said, well, it explains everything. That's why you're not the youngest in charge. You're just the youngest talent.
I got to go talk to my guy Toby and get some statistics because he probably knows more fancy numbers than I do. Somebody get Neil Greenberg on this. He's got nothing else to do. Yeah, exactly. Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up next. All right, we got to go quick here. Matt found a chart, some analytics chart, guy I'd never heard of, that's going to prove my point, I think. Sort of. Kind of. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. Matt shaking his head. No. Okay, maybe it won't. I don't know. I think it will. But we don't have any more time for that. Maybe I'll get into that more tomorrow. You could listen to Linnell from 6:30 to 10 tonight on 106.7. He'll tell you how many explosive plays the Commanders have generated and how unreasonable I am. Now it's time, before we say goodbye, to...
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Maddie found this on NPR.org. Mm-hmm. Four residents from Los Angeles. Now, we know Los Angeles is going through a really tough time, so we don't want to make fun of anybody, but, you know, this is separate aside. Were arrested this week after the California Department of Insurance revealed that these four knuckleheads used a life-sized bear costume to stage attacks on vehicles in an attempt to secure a six-figure payout. The four men, ranging from 26 through 39, have been charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy, according to, again, the California Department of Insurance, like they've got nothing else to worry about. The scam cost three insurance companies a total of $141,839. It was called Operation Bear Claw. I've seen the costume. It's got sharp grating, like what you would use to shred pulled pork, for those of you that have done that, attached to the bear costume. So these four knuckleheads would dress up in a bear costume, according to video footage, and go around scraping up cars and somehow collecting the insurance. Mercedes were involved. Again, all sorts of different things. Then they found and got a search warrant. They found the bear costume. They found the snouted head, the paws, the metal tools in the shape of the claws, all in the suspect's home. They tried to cheat the state of California and these three insurance companies out of $142,000. That's not very cool.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dumb Dumb of the Day.
There are a lot of dummies out there. I might be one of them.
You know what I think is
dumb? I might be one of them.
You know what I think is dumb? Having a rule clearly defined by something or a stat clearly defined by something and then a burgundy collared shirt wearing radio host just saying, bleep it, it's my way or the highway. That's what I would consider Dumb Dumb of the Day.
It's my show. It's my view. It's my perspective. You have your own show coming up.
It's our perspective.
You have your own show coming up. Greg Hoffman is coming up, speaking of which, that is next. I'm sure he will douse a lot of water on my fire.
Yes.
See you back here tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Big show tomorrow straight ahead to close out the week. Adios.